All right, welcome to the Pet Life Podcast. As always, I'm Patrick, and back by popular demand, a lot of people excited about this one. We have with us Mr. George Wiseman. What's going on? Good to see you again.
It's good to be here, and I really appreciate being invited onto your platform.
My pleasure. You've been making the rounds. Maybe let's just start there. I know you've been doing the podcast circuit here for a while, but one of the big ones that made me super happy to be part of that journey, and I know Benjamin Balderson helped that process, as you were able to do Crow Show. Maybe tell us a little bit about that and the successes that came from shows like that, because I can imagine.
Yeah, Crow and Greg Carlwood and a few like that have really large followings. Mm-hmm. So the thing that happened here, because I tell the same story to everyone, pretty much, it's my story. But when a large number of people hear, then we get a large number of orders, which is appreciated, certainly. And we do our best to help those people in a timely fashion. But after the Crow Show, we only just last week caught up with the back orders. Kid you not. No, it was I called it chasing the queue, because even though it took us, three months or something to actually get rid of the back orders, more orders were coming in as we were filling orders. So that meant that no one had to wait 3 months, certainly, but it's still, it took that till that time, because it just wiped out our inventory, and now we're rebuilding an inventory. So it's good. But that's the main thing that happens. I get to present this technology to a lot of people. A lot of people buy, and a lot of people get helped. The testimonials we're getting in are just really heartwarming, incredible. It brings tears to my eyes when I read some of these people, how grateful they are.
That's awesome. And I would love to go into the testimonies later on, but I think what would be most appropriate as you're back on is, getting to questions that I have. I know people have asked me questions. Since I had you on last time, I've, made my own post about it on social media. So there's been a lot of questions, and people have gone to the show to see what we've talked about, other platforms that you've been on as well, gotten a lot of good information. But I think what we can do is maybe start with just recapping on, okay, first and foremost, what is Brown's Gas? And more specifically, because this is the question I get a lot, what is the difference between Brown's Gas in the hydrogen machines? Because that's the one that people, if you want to take it from there.
Absolutely. Okay, so I just make a quick little note so I don't. Gas versus hydrogen, H2. Okay, so excellent. Okay, that is an excellent question, and one people really need to know. So it's good and appropriate that they're asking. And I love answering questions, by the way. This is, it's just awesome. Because there's so much that I need to say, and I often miss stuff, and I don't know what people didn't get. So the questions really do help. Okay, hydrogen, we'll start with hydrogen is good. If you're getting a hydrogen machine, you're okay. There's nothing wrong with pure molecular hydrogen. And pure molecular hydrogen machines are a lot simpler. They have less maintenance, usually. There are some things that you have to pay attention to that a lot of the hydrogen machines aren't telling people. Like, you absolutely must use the purest distilled water you can, because any impurities that are going into the machine tend to clog it up. They don't tell you this. There are some actually that do actually have TDS meters built right into the hydrogen machines. I've seen some of those most recently. Oh, wow. So because the manufacturers know that this is what limits them. They also don't have a long lifespan, unfortunately. They tend to break down because the electrodes are just a film on, like, the SPE, PEM. It stands for permanent electrolyte the electrodes. They tend to break down over in a relatively short time, a couple of years, something like that. So you can only... even if you don't plug them up, they're going to be a limited lifespan, but they are easier to use. And hydrogen for health is a hugely growing thing out there. There are now thousands of studies. If you go to molecularhydrogeninstitute.com, Tyler LeBaron's website, he's accumulated a lot of the stuff, which is a really excellent place to start. And then you can go down the rabbit hole from there, looking at particular ailments and what have you. It turns out that hydrogen is our most important macronutrient. and we aren't getting it as we would normally from the breaking down of our food. Hydrocarbon food, hydro stands for the hydrogen, but hydrocarbons, the hydrocarbon bond is very, very strong. And it takes all of the parts of our digestive system to be working perfectly for it, the bonds to be broken apart appropriately. So when we chew our food, the enzymes that we put into the food start the process, and we break it all up, and then we swallow it. The acids in our stomach start breaking apart more of the food. It goes into the lower intestine with the bile and starts to the bacteria at that point. But the bacteria that actually then have the catalytic action that break down the final step are in our colon. And those relatively specialized bacteria can then finally break the hydrogen off from the carbons, and the hydrogen enters our bloodstream right through the colon wall, right through our it breathes. That's how we get the gaseous hydrogen into our blood. So that if you're monitoring blood hydrogen, then a short period of time after you eat, your hydrogen level rises in your blood, if everything is working properly. Unfortunately, for a major portion of us, I would say virtually all of us, that is not happening these days. So hydrogen supplementation has been proven to either cause or exacerbate nearly every health ailment known to man. If people are getting enough hydrogen, they don't get sick. They don't scar. They live 30 to 50% longer if you go by the mouse studies, because they haven't been doing it long enough in humans, 30 to 50% longer lifespans. Can you imagine what a person would be like? Like, my father just died a few weeks ago, and my mother as well. I won't go into that. It's been a really hard time for our family. But he was a wise man. I know there's a pun on my name there, but and my grandfather used to say, everything that that is known to man, either my father would say, or my father knows. And that's one of the things my father knows. This is a common joke in our family.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but now my grandfather and my father have died. I'm now the oldest person, person in our family. And unfortunately, their knowledge died with them. I don't know everything they knew.
Yeah, yeah.
My point is, you spend the first 30 of your life, 20 years, just learning how to live. You spend the next 20 years doing the education and learning how to do something. You maybe have 20 years of actual being able to do something, and then you're retired, kind of thing. And if you imagine if you had another 20 or 30 years of useful, healthful lifespan, what a difference that would make to society, not only your own life, you'd be able to see your great-great-grandchildren and enjoy this wonderful planet. It just, the lifespan. So anyway, hydrogen is good and important. And if you're only getting the hydrogen, that's great. I have no problem with that whatsoever. However, I concentrate, and now pure hydrogen is H2. They call it molecular hydrogen. It's two hydrogen atoms combined together to make an H2 molecule. Okay, and that's it. When they're saying molecular hydrogen, that's all they're talking about. Brown's gas contains molecular hydrogen, H2. It also contains oxygen, O2, at a ratio similar to air. So instead of inhaling a nitrogen-oxygen mixture, you're inhaling a hydrogen-oxygen mixture. So it has enough oxygen to set aside or compensate for the oxygen you're not getting. Like if you were inhaling pure hydrogen, that is actually offsetting some of the oxygen that you would normally be breathing. And not that you get hypoxic, but I'm just saying the Brown's gas, the amount of oxygen in it, you're not breathing it to get extra oxygen. There is no extra oxygen. It's just compensating for what you're not getting just by breathing the air. So, because there are some people out there that sell pure hydrogen machines that are saying, oh, you're getting extra oxygen and extra oxygen is bad for you. So I just threw that in. It's not giving you extra oxygen. It's just giving you what you need. Then the other thing that it does, the third most important gas is called what we discovered called electrically expanded water. And this is the portion of Brown's gas that most people don't understand. I knew something like that had to exist in the early 90s when I was experimenting with Brown's gas, which I started in the 80s, but during the experimentation phase, my electrolyzers were getting too much gas. And I was trying to come up with theories, which I wrote in my Brown's Gas book one, that maybe it was, and in that time I thought maybe it was molecular. So when the water was split into hydrogen and oxygen, the maybe some of the atoms didn't recombine into H2. They just stayed H and O. And in fact, that turns out to be true, but only for about 3% max of the gas. But I was trying to figure out why there would be extra gas coming out. According to the Faraday equations, my electrolyzers were up to 130% efficient. Now, you can't get over 100% efficient. It's just not possible. So something else was happening. And in 1996, I had a transparent electrolyzer that I built, and I have photos of it online and here and there in various places, where you can actually see a third gas being generated in the center between the electrodes. So you got your cathode making hydrogen, your anode making oxygen, and right in the middle between the two, there's a line of bubbles coming out so thick, it's almost like another plate, another electrode in the middle, but it's just a line of gas. And that line of gas, I eventually theorized, was what I call electrically expanded water. It's water that hasn't been split into hydrogen and oxygen. It's just, what has happened is it's absorbed electrons until it's become a gaseous form of water, which is not water vapor or steam. Now, water vapor and steam, if you cool it, it'll condense. It'll condense back to water. Steam goes to water if you take the heat out of it. Mm-hmm. But the electrically expanded water, or EXW, does not condense. It's an actual gas in and of itself. It's a negatively charged plasma form of water. So we've got four states of matter. You have your solid, which is ice, your liquid, which is what we call water, your gaseous form, which is water vapor or steam. And then the fourth state of matter is a plasma, which is this electron-rich gaseous form of water. And until it loses its electrons, this high energy form, it won't turn back to water. But as soon as it does lose its electrons, it does turn back to water. So that portion of Brown's gas is what they call implosive. It doesn't explode first. It only implodes or goes more to a vacuum directly. Doesn't explode and then implode.
Gotcha.
Like normal oxyhydrogen mixtures do. So and we've also recent tests with the University of Washington, as we've been trying to figure out how to measure this gas, this electrically expanded water.
Right.
We have been able to prove that Brown's gas is significantly different than oxyhydrogen mixture. Now, if you go on places like Wikipedia, they say oxyhydrogen, Brown's gas is oxyhydrogen. We've been able to scientifically prove that Brown's gas is not oxyhydrogen, where you just take H2 and O2 and mix it in a stoichiometric mixture of two hydrogens to one oxygen, and that's what they call oxyhydrogen. But that, and that's fine, but that's not Brown's gas. Brown's gas has additional charge to it, like these electrons that I'm talking about. Now, we fast forward to, why does that matter? Okay, so look, wait a minute, one more thing. So Brown's gas has six constituents. It's a mixture of gases. It's got the molecular hydrogen, which is H2, the molecular oxygen, which is O2. It also has monatomic hydrogen and monatomic oxygen, that 3% we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like it's about 2% monatomic hydrogen, 1% monatomic oxygen. And we measure those kind of things when we do spectrographic analysis, where you take the gas and you see what the frequencies are and light patterns, and you can tell how much of what molecules are in the gas. So the other thing that's for, and the other two is water vapor, because it's a wet gas, it has some water moisture in it, which water vapor or steam. And then the final one is the electrically expanded water, which turns out to be somewhere between 30 and 40% of the gas is this electrically expanded water out of our type of electrolyzers, which are made to feature this particular form of the gas. Because now we get back to the health purposes. I'll regress a little bit, because initially I was using Brown's gas as a combustion fuel saver, because the Brown's gas increases the efficiency of combustion of fossil fuels or carbon-based fuels. And so people could get like 25 or even 50% increase in their fuel mileage by putting some Brown's gas in the air mixture going in. So and then I also used it as a torch, like acetylene replacement gas. So you're using Brown's gas instead of acetylene to cut metals and do soldering and brazing and all that kind of thing. Okay, So then in 1996, a customer told me that they had bubbled Brown's gas in water and taken that water, put it on a cotton ball, put it in a plastic cap and taped it to a melanoma on his forehead and just kept re-wetting it with the bubbled water. I have no idea why he thought of that. This was a combustible gas. But in 3 weeks' time, the melanoma was gone. That test has been duplicated in Germany. And I actually have pictures on the eagle-research.life website about that, getting rid of the cancer using the Brown's gas. So the, excuse me, haven't used my voice much today.
No worries. So
that's all good. In any case, and then I ended up talking a lot. So the important thing, so that's what Brown's gas is as opposed to hydrogen, molecular hydrogen. Brown's gas is a mixture, which also contains molecular hydrogen, but also contains this electrically expanded water. Now, why is that important? And why do I concentrate on Brown's gas instead of molecular hydrogen, which is a lot simpler machines? Well, actually, the Brown's gas machines are simpler, but they require more maintenance. Right. And they're longer lived. They'll last decades, where these hydrogen machines generally don't last very long at all. So the which is unfortunate because they are less maintenance. But the Brown's gas machines will last a long time, but they require a catalyst inside them, which we use, which I've determined lye is the best catalyst. There's hundreds of catalysts out there, but there has to be something in the water that allows the electricity to move from the cathode to the anode. And in that movement from the cathode to the anode, they form what's called an electron bridge. A Chinese inventor actually, in one of the presentations, was able to prove the existence of this electron bridge. And as the electrons go across this bridge, that's where they get stuffed into the water molecules. The electrons are getting stuffed into the water molecules. So the water becomes bloated, like a sponge soaks up water. The water itself is being bloated. It sucks up electrons until it becomes the gaseous form of gas that we water that we call electrically expanded water. All those electrons are bioavailable. When you inhale the gas, as I'm doing right now, you're getting those bioavailable electrons in addition to the hydrogen, the molecular hydrogen. And usually when people are sick, which most of us are a little bit under optimum, our energy reserves have been reduced and our energy generation systems have been compromised. So getting the energy into the cells or from the cells or storage or all that. So these electrons are directly bioavailable energy. Hydrogen by itself does nothing. It doesn't kill anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do anything. The body has to take those hydrogen molecules and put them somewhere. Similar to if you've got bricks and you're building a brick house. So right. If you just think of the hydrogen molecules like bricks, a pile of bricks is not going to make a brick house unless it has two things. It has to have intelligence and it has to have energy. So the intelligence knows where to put the bricks and the energy gets the bricks over to where they need to go. So your body needs the bricks. It already has the intelligence. Our body knows how to heal itself given what it needs, which right. is the building blocks of life and the energy necessary to do so. So the Brown's gas is turning out to be about 30% more therapeutically effective than just pure hydrogen. And that's why I concentrate on Brown's gas, even though the maintenance of the machines is higher and people have to do a little bit more work every day to make it happen. So that's the difference between Brown's gas and hydrogen.
I love it. And there's a couple places we could take that, but I'll have my own testimony, but also leading into something you brought up about hydrogen and the absorption. So for me, skin conditions, still get them here and there. Definitely have stuff that I'm dealing with. But I noticed when I actually, because you talked about the colon being where the absorption of the hydrogen is. In our last conversation, and you've talked about in other ones, is also understanding the clogging that we have in our colon due to glyphosates and other pesticides, herbicides, all those different things, antibiotics, whatever else we might be putting in our body that's literally causing a clog. And we know this because you could see, you know, based off the smell of people's, you know, gases, you can understand this based off of people having constipation and people having, you know, terrible bowel movements. A lot's happening in that colon that's clogging that ability for the hydrogen to be absorbed. So just from my experience, I actually noticed a huge change when I worked on detoxing, specifically doing the coffee enemas with the hydrogen. So I that's something that I will say cleared up things in ways. Like, for example, my toes and nails, there was like, I was getting like flattening of my nail and like turning white, all this stuff where it was like, what the heck's going on? So I, you know, obviously looked into it. When I did the enemas and was doing the hydrogen pretty much religiously, gone. So, you know, that was something that was interesting. I was having skin conditions, certain parts of it here and there comes back, but when I'm doing the hydrogen and I'm doing this clearing out whatever is clogging me up, I've noticed faster, rapid, you know, recovery. Now, I did it with just the enema without the hydrogen, or without the Brown's gas. Not much. But when I did the both, that's, for me, my own experience, when I noticed cleared up. Now, was there anything that anyone else has said in regards to trying to clear out that colon? Because I think that's a big component that, as much as, and maybe I'm wrong, but when you're taking in the Brown's gas and we need that, the bioavailability of that hydrogen to, as you said, having the intelligence, but also having the energy. Well, if something's preventing, like, it's like people are standing in front of the brick wall that you're trying to build and being like, no, you can't come in. It's like, well, I can have the energy, I can have it, but I need to have more energy to move these a-holes out of the way. You know what I'm saying? So is there anything that you want to add to that, or anything maybe you can elaborate a little bit better?
Well, the body knows how to move a-holes out of the way if you can give it the energy and that it needs. It has the intelligence to do that. Again, it comes down to just giving the body what it needs. And we're 62% hydrogen by volume. So it is our most important macronutrient. There is no place in the body that isn't either directly or indirectly dealing with hydrogen and having enough or not enough. That includes our immune systems and our elimination systems. One thing that you didn't mention, that miracle of modern science, was the artificial sweeteners, which incidentally kill those bacteria off big time. So here, oh my goodness, antibiotics. Like, I love antibiotics. Don't get me wrong. I think they're a miracle, but the short-term solution, which has saved, I don't know, millions of lives, causes a long-term effect in that it kills the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria. And these bacteria that we're talking about happen to be very sensitive to that sort of thing. So people have become hydrogen deficient and have all these ailments. Enemas, I think, are a great idea. I haven't done any. Coincidentally, I just bought an enema kit last week.
Yeah.
And because people have been telling me about the advantages of the coffee enemas and stuff, and I have 65 years of accumulation of whatever in my guts. So I'm thinking probably a good idea to clean it out. And I'm going to just do a cleanse and see what happens for the fun of it. Some people have been using the Brown's gas water, bubbled water in the enemas and have been doing and have reported that they really love it. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of it.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to bring that into it because, you know, if being realistically, we are in a society where everybody's looking for, give me the nugget, give me the golden solution, and then I can be better. And that's not the case. As much, you know, and as much as obviously what you provide, and I love it, and I rave about it all the time, I'm always talking to people about it. It's also, there is a component of taking ownership and responsibility in people's lives. If there's certain things that's feeding into a pattern of not that good for you, not looking at the Brown's gas machine, what you provide, the AquaCure, is the solution, because this is the issue I see with my training world, is people go, fix me. And then they come to you and then you're like, okay, well, here's what I can provide. Here's what the, you know, the AquaCure can provide. Here's all these things. And then they don't see the results because they're not changing their lifestyle. They're staying up. They're still eating the artificial sweeteners. They're doing all these things. They're doing it for maybe a couple months and they go, this isn't doing anything. You haven't fixed me. And you're going, wait, hold on a second. I'm not saying that this alone is going to cure you. If you're not making any changes in your life, this is, and it may be, and some people are saying this thing cured me altogether, but it's also a matter of going like your lifestyle, your choices are going to, you know, either this is going to be facilitating that, or this is going to be working extra, extra hard to try to get you to a place where you feel a little bit better. But obviously it's also a mindset thing. It's all these different components. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there for people that, at least from my experience, and I'll just talk about experience. It's going, I had to go, this isn't going to be the solution. This is just going to help catapult me, like you said, to give my body what it needs. But I need to be doing that on all components of my life. Like I need to look at myself as this holistic being, which I am, which we all are. And I need to know that this is basically like the car, like, you know, in the movies when you hit the turbo button, that's going to like turbo me to health. But I need to make sure that the car is still running. Like I need to have all the pieces. Like I need to look at this from a whole standpoint. So that's just something I want to put out there because, you know, the last thing I want for you and for myself, and hopefully this doesn't happen, is where people will go, you know, oh, you know, this is great and all, but like it didn't do anything or whatever, because they're not looking at, I need to work on me as a whole. So I just wanted to put that out there before we move.
Yes. There's several comments I can make on that. First of all, I'm 100% in agreement with you that people need to change their lifestyle if they actually want to get healthy. Yeah. Take a drink of something and jump off the Brooklyn Bridge and expect it to save you. If you're doing unhealthy things, they're going to have an effect regardless. That said, the people that do the AquaCure universally, I get very, very few returns, and I have a 1-year satisfaction guarantee. So right. People can return it for any reason whatsoever within a year and get their money back, their purchase price. So and very, very few people do that. You know, and it feeds right into what we're talking about here. You know what the major amount of returns, and it's less than 1%, by the way, but the ones that return it never took it out of the box.
Really?
They didn't even use it. So they didn't change their lifestyle. They didn't even use this. They want to. They spent the money to, but when it came right down, push come to shove, they didn't even take it out of the box. Those people that took it out of the box and did the learning curve and learned how to use it and started to use it universally, it's very, very rare that I get any that have returned. What I mostly get is more orders.
Yeah.
Because the people tell their friends and family and then they become distributors or whatever the case may be and affiliates. There's one guy, he bought 5 of them for his own family. He paid it himself to give to his kids and stuff because he had such a good response to it and he wanted that health for his family. That happened several times. So you do need to fix yourself. My personal story on that is back in the early 2000s when my late wife was getting sick, I changed my diet and habits the same time that she changed hers. So cut out all complex carbohydrates. I ended up losing about 40 pounds. It was pretty impressive changing diet and exercise and that kind of thing. But I still had my neuropathies advancing, my eyesight failing, my skin, my psoriasis. I had a dozen different things that were going on. I had hand warts and a plantar wart and things like that. I still had all that kind of stuff, even after I started drinking the Brown's Gas bubbled water in 2005, which is, I had already changed our diet. We had already changed our diet and had been doing some exercise. I started drinking the Brown's Gas bubbled water. And after that, I didn't get sick anymore. That was the major thing that I noticed after, like every winter, I get at least 3 colds or flu or whatever the case may be. which is not comfortable, but you know, it happened all my life. I just thought it was normal. But after 2005, I haven't had but maybe a day or two of sniffles three times since 2005, when I started drinking the Brown's Guest bubbled water. So in people started asking if we could inhale, and I was saying, no, you can't. I don't recommend it because it's an explosive gas. In other episodes, we can I tell the story about how I finally realized my customers showed me it actually was safe to inhale if you mix it with enough air. But I started inhaling in March of 2016. And from that point, I got rid of my psoriasis, 90% of my tinnitus. My warts are all gone. My scars are all gone. My neuropathies are all gone. All these things happened after I started to inhale the gas. But all that was built on a base of, I was already eating organic foods as zero artificial sweeteners, my diet. I got all these good results, I think, as you were pointing out, because I had a base that I was trying to be healthy already, getting the proper nutrition and things. So I absolutely 100% agree with you. Yes.
Yeah. And I just want to put that out there because I'm as much as I'm a people person, I'm also quick to let people know. I'm like, I'm not going to let you get away with the hypocrisy or the blaming others. If there's an issue, you know what I mean? You have to take ownership and learning from that mistake if you choose to. But that's just something for me. But to real quick, to attest to what you're saying in regards to sickness, usually same thing in the certain seasons, you know, cold seasons, whatever. When I start to feel a certain sinus here or a thing in my throat, for me personally, I know that I'm probably going to get a congestion, and I get mad congestion in the spring and the fall, or at least I had. So I got your machine. So we talked maybe back in October, and I got the machine in October. So it was kind of past where I would usually get sinus stuff, but I didn't get it last time. You know, really just focusing on staying healthy. But come this spring, I felt it come on. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the Brown's gas machine. So I just sat there, you know, the 10%, you know, input for about like 2 hours. Now, I didn't know a time. I just was like, I'm going to sit here for 2 hours. So I did that, all as well. Next day, no problems. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Went through the day, no problems. Didn't feel any tickling, you know, had a little bit. Well, in the morning, I had a little bit of just like getting like coughing a little bit and like sniffle, but it did usually during the day, it kind of progressively builds. And then nothing happened. So like, okay, cool. So that night, same thing I did, because during the day it was a little hard to do the AquaCure, but at night, same thing, in another hour or two, something like that. And the next day, nothing. So I was like, okay, cool. So I waited the entire week, nothing. I was like, okay, that's never happened. So I can attest to that, where it's a matter of, I wasn't going into it like, this is going to change it. And this is why I want to make clear, because I do believe that the mindset can really have an impact on well-being. I think that that's actually the most, that is the most effective way to health or destruction of our mindset, our body, and just how we perceive. But I made sure very clearly, and I have been trying to make very clearly, to use the machine purely as like, I see the benefit. I see all the things. I hear the science behind it. I've looked into the science. I've gone to the research website, your website, looked at the research. But I want to go into it knowing that, hey, I'm just trying it and seeing what happens, rather than being like, yes, this is it. And I can tell you that haven't gotten sick, you know, other than some sniffles, went to the machine, did my thing, and that's the outcome. So I can attest to what it is you're saying. And I know my buddy, you've been on his show, Rob, Dig Within, he's had similar responses. So, you know, I can only speak from my own experiences, but you've also, as you said, had a lot of testimonies. So if possible, maybe we can just really quick talk about some of these testimonies to kind of catapult or to piggyback on what we're talking about here.
I'd have to go and go to where the testimonies are here and where I can just testimonials.
Yeah. because I figure, just real quick, we could talk about some of these testimonials, because then what I also want to do is talk a little bit about the cleaning mechanism, because I know as people will start to, you know, order these and purchase these, some questions that they might have that I have, you know, because as you said, you're going to be having to take care of this thing. It's not just me pushing a button and then all is well. There is maintenance that occurs. So
absolutely. Okay. So I'm in where people are sending me testimonials and I'm just taking them kind of at random here. Thank you so much for such a fast response and all the amazing information. When I received the AquaCure, I'd been unwell for some time. My small harbor town in the southeast England became 5G live 10, 11 months ago, and I have felt unwell since, accumulating in the last week with scary stroke symptoms. So when the device arrived, I was in a state of disassociation in some ways. After initial worries, I got down to setting up and finally using BG for 3 hours inhalation, which I usually don't recommend just diving right into it, but some people are okay with that.
Yeah.
I know you say start slow, but I was not feeling good. Less than an hour in, I felt the pain in the head and cold numbness in my face, top of head and neck subside. By the end of 3 hours, I felt normal. Only problem was I had to sleep in a house where, being in town, both next door neighbors and those across the street have smart meters. Each morning, I wake up feeling sick, dizzy, trembly, disoriented, pain in one side of the head, eye numbness, foggy mind, and now I had to go to sleep in a house buzzing with 5G EMFs after feeling so much better. Next morning, I did wake up with a headache, but not as bad as before. I did not have the other symptoms. Got straight on the BG and the head pain disappeared again. Can't wait to observe and feel other benefits that'll come with further use. This is the kind of thing, that was the radiation aspect of it. There's so many others.
Well, maybe you can, if possible.
There's another one that says, hi, George, just a quick email to say thank you once again. The AquaCure is doing everything you said and more. I'm seeing myself and family so more revitalized. Brain fog has disappeared. Sleeping patterns are great. My son's acne is clearing up. I'm seeing warts shrink and disappear. So much more also. It was money well spent, and I want to thank you for everything that you said when I first heard you on Crow. Because it was all real and truthful. God bless. And that guy from Australia. So there's one from England, one from Australia. They're coming in from all over the world. You were about to say?
Yeah. No, I thought maybe just for those listening, because we, you know, we've been talking about foods and antibiotics and things that are clogging the colon, but maybe just kind of specifying or clarifying how Brown's gas has an effect on EMF, because this is something that I think is important. And you touched on the different components of the body's, you know, healing responses in the last one, but just maybe to clarify, because this is a big one that I know a lot of people are concerned with nowadays, for sure.
In our everywhere, we're bombarded with non-natural electromagnetic frequencies these days, and our bodies are needing to get used to that. And in the meantime, there's a huge number of symptoms that form because of that. And some people can't get used to it. Their bodies just aren't capable of making that change, that leap. It's almost an evolutionary leap that needs to happen in our genome in order to be compatible with all the radiation that's going on. So the Brown's gas really does help with that. I do not know how exactly. I'm not an MD. I can't explain it. I can only explain the results. My own personal first experience with that was when I flew to Albuquerque to do a speaking engagement a couple of years ago. They had a dark field microscope there, which I was one of the reasons I went to that particular meeting, or expected when I went to the meeting, is because I knew they had that. So I immediately went to the lady and asked if we could test my blood before and after Brown's gas treatments and stuff. And when she tested my blood, she could not believe that I had just been on an airplane for 4 hours flying to Albuquerque, because I didn't have any of the radiation markers that would normally be seen in the blood from being up at 30,000 foot altitude for 4 hours. So she had to believe that she was seeing it, but she was having difficulty believing it, and she told me so. So my blood was protected against radiation because my body had the nutrition in it to use to be radio frequency protected. So it is shown that the hydrogen, and I'm suspecting the electrically expanded water as well, does help make the bodies resistant to radiation damage and mitigates. Then the other side is they're using hydrogen specifically to mitigate radiation damage from things like when they're doing cancer radiation treatments and such. They're using a hydrogen to help up healing and get rid of symptoms, this radiation sickness and such. So these are the Brown's gas and hydrogen really do help with those type of things. But I can't tell you exactly how. I just know that it does.
Okay. Yeah. And that's totally fine, because I just didn't know if maybe there was more information, because this is, his testimonies come in, like you said, and I can imagine, as you said, there's so many, we can go over a couple more as well, is that you're going to get people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different symptoms, different ailments, whatever it may be, being like, hey, I'm around this and now I feel better, you know? And it's just kind of one of those things that I think, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, when, and this is very simple, when the body is well and the body is healthy as a whole, or at least starting that process, the healing capabilities is profound, and that it doesn't, you know, as you said, the body is ever adapting. It's always trying to take on, you know, whatever outside stimulus is coming its way, good, you know, good or bad. So just knowing that something like this, when you have that hydrogen, when you have that electrically charged water, when you have the cells working at optimal, well-being, or whatever you want to say, optimization, you're putting yourself, those using it, at a greater chance of being able to take on all these stimuluses that are coming in every single day, all the time. That's my long-winded way of saying, you know, feeling better.
Yes.
I just wanted to know for clarification, because, you know, the biggest thing, and understandably, people have questions. If it's something they never heard of with the AquaCure and Brown's gas, if they're not really sure, you know, people can be skeptical, and that's fine. I just want to try to maybe answer as much as we possibly can. But is there any other ones that you see that caught your eye? Because
yeah, I just when they come in at this particular time, I don't have time to organize them or anything like that.
No worries, then.
Here's another one right here. It says, I had this strange new growth on my scalp that distressed me. And after 5 days at 36% duty cycle with a spot applicator for 5 minutes, 3 times a day, it is completely gone. It was about 1 millimeter wide and tall too, coming up as a bump on the scalp. It had been distressing me for a few months since I discovered it, and I didn't know what to do. Now it is healed. So that it's just amazing. The thing I want to point out is that any honest doctor will tell you they don't heal. The best a doctor can do is put the body in a condition where it can heal itself. The body always heals itself. So what you need to do is provide the body what it needs, get it in a condition. So energetically, nutritionally, physically, like if it's a broken bone, you set the bone, but then the body heals itself, right? So that I just wanted to point out that's what we're doing, is we're just trying to provide the macro nutrition. And that's all this is food. It's literally the food you would get if you ate. If you ate food and your body was working all properly, this is what you would get. You're not getting it, most people, and I certainly wasn't. And so the supplementation becomes necessary, but it's the most important food that you can consume and your body needs to heal itself and to have quality of life. I am pain-free. I cannot tell you how important that is. I had arthritis in my right hand, and I now have full strength, full movement, and pain-free. I have one little catch in one knuckle that but that's it. So many people are living with chronic pain, and that is it's insane. The quality of life just really diminishes when you're in pain all the time. And then even just people that are doing exercise, you want to build up your strength, build up your muscles. They say no pain, no gain. When you're doing the Brown's gas, it's amazing how much you can do and still not have pain. Mm-hmm. It helps your body get rid of the lactic acid and all that kind of stuff really quickly, if it even really formed very much. Because it's what your body needs to rebuild itself and to maintain the health and energy that you need. I tell a story early on. I don't believe I told it on your particular platform, where when we were digging a basement on one side of our house to put an addition on, we had to chip away the old concrete with a jackhammer. And when I used to work in the mines when I was younger, I knew how to use a jackhammer. But these 20 and 30 year old construction kids that they have now were scared of that jackhammer. So I just grabbed the jackhammer and busted out that stone myself. It was about depending on how you look at it. I was out there about 3 hours actual jackhammering. And I thought I was going to have to pay for that big time, because I hadn't been doing any physical work like that. Not a single sore muscle.
Wow.
From just jumping on the jackhammer. I was astounded. And I had a sprain. I was inappropriately using a tool that I had quickly just put together to pound some steel rods into the ground. And I didn't have a proper pipe post pounder. So I just made a pipe and I sprained my shoulder. And I knew from the kind of sprain that I had that it was going to take at least 3-6 weeks to heal, at least 3 weeks. In 3 days, it was healed. 3 days, I had full strength and pain-free. Wow. So the quickness of healing when you get your sprains and stuff is really amazing when you give the body what it needs.
Absolutely. And in this, too, just to kind of take it on a side note, but bringing it to what it is you're saying is, majority of people, you know, we look at ourselves as like apex in many ways, like we're civilized, all this stuff. But a lot of the training, personal training specifically, that I like to do centers around looking at indigenous populations, because there's, you know, I can go into all of it, but I'll regress for that. But the important thing is to think about is, when you're in nature and you have, in many ways, maybe not Brown's gas, but you have untampered water sources where it's running over flowing rocks and all these things, majority of those people that are in those populations aren't getting the EMF. They're not getting the junk food. They're not getting all, you know, they're dealing obviously with snake bites and, animals and things like that, you know, falling, you know, breaking a bone, like you said. So my point that I'm getting at is, as much as, yes, there's a different type of stimulus and stress that they're dealing with, those are all natural to how the body will heal itself quickly. As you said, a lot of these artificial things that we're dealing with, it's a new response for the body. So I say all that because, as you said, the healing process, like physical, if you're not, a lot of these indigenous populations, they're not taking 6 weeks to heal. If they're getting their water source, their natural water supply, they're getting the proper rest, they're using the treatments and just letting their body do what it's going to do. There is that quick healing response that is in nature, and you'll see it in animals all the time. You know, if you watch animals here in Hawaii, you know, we see there's animals all the time. You know, you're seeing lizards, tails growing back. You're seeing, I might see an animal in the wild that's kind of limping and you go, oh, okay. And, you know, and those animals are going to heal. They keep moving. They're not stopping. I just go into all that because I just want people to know that what you're experiencing is, you just said, if you give the body what it needs and you let it do what it's already designed, perfectly designed to do, it will do it. You know, and I think a lot of doctors, as you said, it's a good doctor is only going to put the body in a place where it's going to heal itself. And the reality is we're going, no, we need to heal it. We're smarter than the body. And it's going, no. You're just here to facilitate what the body's going to do. Like, step out of the way. And I think that's something important to really drive home, because a lot of us, especially learning this new information about the Brown's gas, learning about alternative healing medicines and stuff. It's just like this, no, there's no healing. You're just facilitating what the body's already doing. But to my point earlier, people go from depend on the doctors, depend on them to fix me. Okay, now I'm getting new information. No, George, fix me. It's like, hold on. Let the body heal you. It's there to do that. So I just want to go into all that, and knowing that it is, If you don't get in the way, it will do what it is that you need to do. If you just give it the what it needs. So I'll sidestep here. Let's go back. If we can, I want to talk about, if possible, the maintenance aspect of it. And I know you've talked about this on your other shows, but I maybe just for my own experience, talking about the removing the lye, is you said you take the lye out, you know, you put it in a bucket or a tub, you know, you let it sit. Now, what you'll get when it comes out, for those who don't know, it's just like brownish gook. It's a liquid, but you're getting the lye and it's mixed with stuff. Maybe before I go further, what is it that I'm seeing coming out? Like, why is it that color? What is it that we're experiencing for those who get the machine? Because as you said, we're dealing with our own maintenance here. I myself have reached out with questions. I just wanted to maybe give someone, people who are interested, a platform to know, hey, this is what you're going to be dealing with. But
yeah, the one of the side effects of the Brown's gas production is this brown sludge. And it, the machines are designed to have it settled to the bottom so it isn't part of the problem, or any kind of problem, unless you get foaming, which we discuss in the literature as well. But because the foaming can raise the sludge up, and then the sludge and foam can come out with the gas. So if you're not getting foaming, which foaming is caused by oils getting into the machine, because oils combine with the lye to form soap. And that's one of the things that you don't want to have in there. And that's another reason that we do the maintenance cleanings with the hot water rinsing, because it dissolves any of those soap crystals that happen to be forming from any residual oil that's getting into the machine. So the brown sludge, I'm going to say something which is very controversial right now. And we've proven it to be true, but it's not scientifically verified yet. So just take it with a grain of salt, know that it exists, and we'll go from there. What it is transmutation. It turns out that there's three different ways that I know where you can use Brown's gas to convert water into virtually every ailment, or sorry, not ailment, that's it, getting into another subject, element known to man. And what that brown sludge is, if you analyze it, it's got all the elements that make up stainless steel, which happens to be what we use in our electrodes. So it's got the chromium, the nickel, the iron, all those kind of things. So when we had that sludge analyzed, that's what it had. Hmm. But it's not the electrodes decomposing. It can happen. If you run the machine too low on liquid on a constant basis, you're going to end up with some electrode decomposition. They call it, it's kind of essentially electroplating, where material from one electrode is going over to the other one, kind of thing. And the negative electrode is sacrificial, so it tends to decompose. Negative, one of them anyway. Now I'm confused. I can't remember if it's the anode or the negative or the cathode that decomposes. Anyway, they don't decompose in our electrolyzers because we keep the fluid level high, which keeps the electron density low, which it makes the cell voltage low. So it's under the electrode decomposition voltage of the material that we're using, which is the stainless steel. So, for example, I had an ER1200 water torch, which was making 1200 liters an hour, not 50 like the AquaGear does. And over a period of time, this machine was used at least 8 hours a day, every day, for 3 years' time. And in those 3 years' time, we cleaned out approximately 19 pounds of this sludge that forms. Now, the electrodes, the original electrodes that go into the machine, weighed 19 pounds when we put them in, coincidentally, and they still weighed 19 pounds during the last cleanout that we did. So there was no electrode decomposition. The material in the plates was still completely there. But we had this 19 pounds of sludge, which when we had it analyzed, like I was saying, had every element that made the stainless steel. So where did it come from? Nothing right. But distilled water had ever been put into that machine. And my machines are designed so that those original machines, so no air would enter the machine. So it wasn't even getting any carbon from the air or anything. It was totally distilled water going into the machines, period, for 3 years running. And we got 19 pounds of this sludge that ended up being if you'd melted it down, it would have been stainless steel. So it's melted it together. So this is what's happening, is transmutation happening when you're making the Brown's gas. We can minimize this sludge, and the AquaCure is designed to do that, but there's still some that's happening. There are some people who are wanting to experiment with this transmutation to make elements that are precious, and they want to make them. So that's another side thing that's going on. But I'm just letting you know, that's what the sludge is for the most part. It's transmutated water that's turned into elements that are immediately in the environment of it. Now, there's other side effects and spin-offs of that particular technology, which gets into what I call the protocols 5 and particularly 6, which we'll be introducing for the AquaCure, and it'll retrofit to all AquaCures that have been purchased in the past, where people can make in protocol 5, deuterium depleted water. You can actually turn the Brown's gas into deuterium depleted water. So that people that are looking into that technology, you can make your own. You don't have to buy it in bottles. You can actually make your own with an adapter that goes on an AquaCure. And then
what is deuterium depleted water?
DDW, it's water that has, it's only light water. It doesn't have any heavy water in it. Deuterium is called heavy water. It's water that has an extra neutron. So it's heavier than normal water. And heavy water is normally used to dampen, like when it's used industrially, it's used to dampen radioactive reactions. So in a nuclear power plant, for example, they use heavy water to control the reaction of the radioactive materials so that it doesn't go boom. Now, it does exactly the same thing in your body. The people need some deuterium in their body because they need to control the metabolic mechanism. But when you get too much, it actually dampens the metabolic action, the things that are happening in your body, until you're not getting your metabolism slows down. So people need to get rid of some of that excess deuterium. Unfortunately, in today's water, like in the city water and all that kind of thing, it's very heavy with deuterium quite a bit. There's several reasons for that. So people that are drinking deuterium depleted water, meaning water that has less deuterium in it, because the body gets rid of deuterium just like it normally gets rid of everything else on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. But if you're bringing in more than it's getting rid of, you end up with more deuterium in your body than is healthful for yourself. So people drinking deuterium depleted water notice a rise in their metabolic rate. They become healthier because the body can function properly. Mm-hmm. And so this is the advantage of having the deuterium depleted water, is that you can bring your body into more of a metabolic action, more of a balance.
Okay.
So that's protocol 5. And then in protocol 6, which has to do with this transmutation, you can literally turn this, what I call new water, which is made from the Brown's gas flame, into virtually anything, any element or food or medicine or fuel. Okay, so there's a huge thing that's going to happen with that. And I have to find the time to finish getting commercially available a unit for that, that'll again attach to all the AquaCures that are out there that we've ever sold. So anyone who buys an AquaCure will be able to get these attachments and experiment with these protocols 5 and 6, as well as the original 4 protocols, which are the 2 you can do with water, which is topical application or drinking it, or the 2 you can do with the gas, which again is topical application or inhaling it. Those are the first 4 protocols that can be done. And the AquaCure can then do protocols 5 and 6 as well, which most other Brown's gas applications out there, these less expensive machines, won't be able to do.
There's a couple of places I want to take that, because I think this is fantastic. So for all of you, a lot of the people who watch the show are totally on board with this. They get it. There's a lot of people who may or may not be. I say that because when we could take a step back and understand, or understand rather, that water was looked at once as a fifth element, it was its own element, and it has so many more properties and so much more power than we can even comprehend. we have to make that clear, and that in the old days there were water therapies. There was this obviously this love and respect on islands for water and the healing properties of it in so many ways. And there's an importance to that. And so what you're not only saying, but you could prove, is that it has the ability to transform or transmute, or it has this ability to have different effects in the body based off of the different reactions that are occurring. And the big thing, and let me ask this, are these things that you can find in nature? Like, obviously we're using technology to create a Brown's gas. Is there anywhere that maybe you're aware of or possibility where it could happen in itself in nature, or is this purely like it has to be used with a technology?
I think it's happening in nature all the time, and even in our own bodies. We can take examples like chickens. When they're laying eggs, where's all the calcium coming from that is making the eggshells, for example? Mm. Now, a lot of farmers will feed the eggshells back to the chickens, but what about all the eggs that they're sending out to the market? They're not getting those eggshells back. Now, they do give calcium where the chickens can peck at it and stuff, but it's never as much as that is forming. Mm-hmm. And one of the things in our own bodies, I happen to have a degree in farm management, and I grew up on a cattle ranch and worked in agriculture most of my life when I wasn't also doing things like automotive mechanics and things like that. So I have a pretty varied background in these kind of things. But
sure.
Getting back to our bodies, one of the things that we tend to avoid these days is something called cholesterol, because supposedly the cholesterol plugs up the arteries. Well, it turns out that the body is using the cholesterol to patch arteries that are damaged. Okay, the arteries have gotten brittle and cracked or cut or braided or rashed in some way, and the body is using the cholesterol like a paste to Band-Aid over these things, and the paste can become so thick that it clogs up, which is a negative, but that's what the cholesterol is being used for. And you know what the largest collection of cholesterol in the body is? I think you probably know. Yeah?
Is no? it the heart?
Okay. The brain.
Oh, the brain oh is yeah, yeah, yeah. Of, oh, yes. Yes, the brain is the one that needs the most cholesterol, and I'm with you 100%. Yeah, the biggest issue is a lot of times that barrier that the brain needs is brittle and weak, which can lead to Alzheimer's or obviously, you know, injections.
Yeah, they do all kinds of protein buildups that aren't supposed to be there and right. what have you. And anyway,
yes.
My point is that if you don't have enough cholesterol, if you go on a cholesterol-free diet,
right.
Your body will manufacture cholesterol. It will make it from nothing because it needs it so badly.
Right.
The idea when you're getting cholesterol clogging up your arteries is not to necessarily reduce the cholesterol. You may take a different kind of cholesterol, but you like eggs or something, but you what you got to do is go for the underlying condition. Why is right. the cholesterol being put on the body? So you got to make the arteries and veins healthy. Which incidentally, the Brown's gas does. It creates something, and this is something we've learned in the University of Washington. There's a fellow, Professor Gerald Pollack over there, developed something that he wrote a book called The Fourth Phase of Water.
Yep.
And that describes something that we're calling EZ gel, exclusion zone gel. It turns out that our bodies use this gel to coat all of the red blood cells and all the inner surfaces of our veins, arteries, and capillaries. And if that gel wasn't there, our bodies would stop functioning instantly because it is slippery. Slipperier than goose shit, I would say, because I lived on a farm and it's pretty slippery, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
So but in any case, what the red blood cells are three times larger than the capillaries they have to flow through. So if you're looking at them in a microscope, they actually fold down into an oblong, almost hot dog shape, and then they slide through. Well, if they couldn't slide through, they would stop, and that'd be the end of it. And it turns out that the EZ gel not only is slippery, but it actually acts almost like a heart. It actually helps the flow. They've discovered in these capillaries that the EZ gel actually makes water flow one way through the capillaries, even if there's no other source of energy around. Everything just organizes itself and the water starts to flow with the application of the EZ gel. So that it, and that's why our hearts and circulatory systems can work, is because of this EZ gel. But it's also on the inside of all of our cells. This EZ gel is what pumps up the cell and makes the cell even able to be. So this EZ gel is really important, and the Brown's gas helps the EZ gel form. We've discovered in the test from the University of Washington that when you bubble Brown's gas in the water that is being used to make an EZ gel, the EZ gel expands dramatically. So the kind of things like the electrically expanded water, oh yes, and it isn't just the hydrogen that does this. It's specifically Brown's gas with the electrically expanded water that makes the EZ gel expand, the exclusion zone expand. So obviously these extra electrons and water that's organized helps this whole process work. Again, it's one of those things why Brown's gas is superior to straight hydrogen. Hydrogen is good. I have nothing against hydrogen. Brown's gas contains hydrogen. But if you want the extra therapeutic value, that this is another example of why that happens.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate here, what is occurring with Brown's gas, right, as you said, is the electrically expanded water, which is key, is there's charge that is occurring in this water. Yes, correct.
That's correct. Okay. Yes. And it can be measured.
Yes, and this could be measured. And the reason why this is important, and you've been kind of tapping into something that I've been really fascinated about in regards to the heart, the oscillations of the heart, this charge that's occurring, the blood, the capillaries, all these different components. I brought people on like Frank Chester, who I know you've talked to Dr. Tom Cowan to some degree. Understanding that there is so much there in regards to the heart and dispersing the blood and having that easy water to help flow, as you said, help flow the blood or the water back up, from the feet. But then there's also another component, and this is a little bit of a sidestep, but I just want to make this clear in regards to charge, is that in regards to my training, when you understand the foot complex, and when you're actually working through the way the design of the foot is, you're actually stepping and creating vortex, you're creating oscillation. And that's important because, as we know, just like the heart, when you're seeing at the core of the heart is doing these oscillations, and that's occurring, not happening, it's not pumping the blood, it's an occurrence because of the charge in the blood. And the reason why I say all that is because that blood, the water in it, that, all of the nutrients, the hydrogen, all of that needs to be optimal for all of these oscillations, for the movement of that foot to some degree, but to help to help the blood come back through the capillaries, back up into the heart and all that jazz. And it's important to say that, is because if we're lacking that charge in the blood, lacking the charge as a whole, and we're not moving through the ground, getting our feet in the ground, getting that the charge from the earth into our body, moving through the design of the body the way it's meant to, we're not getting that proper circulation. We're not getting that proper spiral. So I just saying, to my point earlier, it's not just the Brown's gas, it's the whole component, and looking at how can I change every piece of my life little by little to help facilitate that healing. Because once you do that, now you're back to letting your body be like, all right, let's do this. Let's heal, baby. So I just wanted to, because I'm super, super fascinated with where you're talking, Dr. Jared Pollack, in the easy, eat the easy gel, all that jazz. I'm totally into that. And I think anyone interested in learning more, you can go look up all the stuff at the Eagle Life Research. What's the eagle-research.life? Is that where you can find all these testimonies?
Right. The best way for this sort of thing, because my eagle-research.com website has all of my fuel savers and alternative energy and the kind of things that, as I'm an inventor. So I separated, or I didn't separate, I made a separate website called eagle So there's a dash mark between Eagle and Research, research.life, L-I-F-E, and that's for the AquaCure specifically. So yes, and people that buy that, there's a coupon code.
Yeah, it's already in the show notes. I put it in all my show notes. Yeah, so I just wanted to, because I was getting confused which one has the specific to the AquaCure and the research that you attach to it. That's the eagle-research.life. So if anyone's interested and you're willing to, you're going to take charge of your life, look at it. Everything that he's saying is, and I can attest to this, you can go and look and see what they have. Now, one of the things you did say real quick on that point is that because they haven't done a lot of tests or studies on people with all this stuff, there is still a lot out there that they're showing now with in regards to Brown's gas water. But one thing that there is seems to be lacking, just purely, well, in my opinion, could be nefarious reasons. They don't have as many of these, public studies on the effects on people, because I mean, they do in Japan and other countries, but because of how effective it is to some degree, because it's going to, and it already is starting to change the medical industry. Is there anything else you want to add to that? Because that was a question that I got early on. It's like, well, where's all these studies to show what you're saying is actually true? You know what I mean? How do you know it's going to help people if there's no studies? So is there anything you want to add to that? Because that was one thing that got
brought up. I have separated out some of the actual Brown's gas studies in the .life website, eagle-research.life website. And there's a lot more. I just flat out don't have time.
No, of course.
I'm just like, whoa, my goodness. Because I am helping a lot of people. I have got 20 people helping me. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I often work till 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I'm just going, just filling as many orders as I can. And while I'm very grateful for that, and I do want to help people, because that is one of the things I'm doing now as well. I could become a gigafactory and just, go all out and be like an Elon Musk kind of person and create these aqua cures, because my goal is to have one in every home.
Yeah.
But I've decided instead to make a manufacturing course, which people, if they go to the eagle-research.life website and send me an email with the contact us page asking about the manufacturing course, I'm going to train as many people as I can to manufacture the aqua cures just the same as I'm doing, so that in their own home, even if they build a couple a week, they can have an income, because out there, incomes have been devastated, especially for people who are the type that would listen to you and know that the stuff that's going on out there is just not right.
Right.
Their incomes have been devastated. And so I can show them how to make their own income while helping other people be healthy. So I'm going to make a manufacturing. I'm already 2/3 done with making the manufacturing course. I already had it for in shop, and one particular student passed the course practically the day before all these lockdowns happened. So now I have to convert the whole thing into an online course. Now that particular student, he's been 2 years doing it. He's now making a 6-figure income, making aqua cures, doing a great job, man. I hope to have 100 more like him. It'll be amazing. So we're trying to do.
I would love to take that course.
Yes. So all we got to do is sign up for the people, sign up, and I'll put everybody on a list that signs up. So then we can make it. We can make this happen. And that's I kind of lost the train of thought that I was going to say before I said that. So can you remind me what we were?
Well, we were just talking, honestly, I kind of forgot too, but I think at the end of the day, what we're talking about is that, quite honestly, where it seemed like you're taking it is that this is something that we want in every, you would love to have in every home because of its effectiveness.
It will absolutely change health of the population of the world as it's known today. It will get completely away from the allopathic system that simply is profit driven and wants to keep people sick. I'm just going to state my opinion on this. My opinion is, and based on a study that was done, which I have access to as well, health is not profitable. That's what this study concluded. Keeping people sick but feeling good is profitable. So if the drugs mitigate the symptoms but don't cure the disease, that's the way the allopathic system is designed to go these days. So unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Okay. So rather than doing that, I say let's mitigate the symptoms by healing the person and making them healthy. So right. Then people won't be going into hospitals. Virtually every ailment they go into hospitals for, besides broken bones, can be mitigated with technologies like this if people decide to be healthy. Now, it isn't just the Brownscast. As you quite rightly pointed out, it's a whole lifestyle change. You have to make an entire lifestyle change. Best to grow your own food, even if you can. And even people in apartment buildings can grow food hydroponically, and then they know what's in that food, and they can supplement their diet with these healthful alternatives, get some exercise, get some sunshine, and the Brownscast is a big thing. Also, an interesting thing about the Brownscast, since it is your major macronutrient, when you're inhaling the Brownscast, you don't need to eat as much food. Now, I love food, so this was actually a negative. I love eating.
Yeah, same.
But you can. I'm only eating one meal a day. If I eat any more than that, I start to gain weight. So I just have to eat just one meal a day. So I make it the best meal I can.
Right.
And that's just the way it goes. So you're growing your own food, but you don't even have to eat as much food because your body's getting most of the macronutrition it needs when you're inhaling the Brownscast.
Well, and just another point is, like you just said, and just to really drive it home, is that when the body's at optimal level, as you said, and you're giving it the nutrients it needs, minus other than the hydrogen, the body, just like anything healthy, you can only eat so much because it's absorbed the actual nutrients it needs. And that will send the signal to the brain from the stomach saying, we got what we need, you're good. And for those, yep. eat, you know, of an entire thing of tub of ice cream, you know, however many grams, and I'll take that and have the same amount of grams of, let's just say, spinach or, you know, and I'm beef. You know, a lot of people, their stomachs can't take on as much because you're not just, if again, a good quality. I'm not talking about poor soil content. I'm not talking about, you know, farm driven. I'm talking like a good quality. You're going to know very quickly, I can't eat that much because you were not meant to. But so these are just important things to drive home because as much as a lot of people know this, as we're getting, you said, into a transition phase that's happening around the world, and I'll leave it at that. We need, for those who want to see themselves, you know, thriving in these times, one of the most important things is taking care of your God-given vessel, taking care of it, giving it love that it needs, you know, not filling it with junk and fear and anxiety, and trying to again facilitate its ability to heal, because it will heal. It will help you. It'll get you to where you need to be if you're providing it what it needs. The unfortunate thing, as you said, is with this dependency on systems, whether it be the allopathic or even the naturopathic, we're not taking charge of that, our vessel. We're not taking ownership of it. And I just want people to know that no one's going to do it for you. You have to be there. Just knowing that people like yourself, George, myself, it's just, we're trying to help show you what is out there, what can be a facilitating, you know, devices or ideas, thoughts, knowledge and whatnot to support that. So I'll leave that at that. Is there anything you want to add before I ask just one more question?
No, go ahead.
So this goes back to the lie and the slush. So you get the slush, we've established, you know, transmutation, what's in there, what it can be. Now, from my experience, as you said, I let it settle. Now, when I went then to pour back in the lye, I was noticing, obviously, even though it's separated, as I was pouring, some of the brown wanted to kind of creep back in. Is two things. One, is that normal?
Well, yes, it's just the way fluids go. But right. What I recommend to do instead is I now send a little short piece of hose that you can put on your syringe, mm-hmm. and you can stick your syringe down into the fluid and then suck out, just by siphoning or sucking out just the clear fluid, it'll be a clear yellow. And then you just squirt that back so you don't disturb the sludge as at the bottom. So you're just taking the clear solution off.
And then once you get basically all the yellow out with the syringe, then you can just do your warm rinse and dump the sludge. Is that correct?
Dump the sludge down the sink. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And just to answer another question, people are saying I'm on a septic system. Will the lye be a problem? Absolutely not. The lye will help the septic systems do the things that it needs to do.
Okay. Yeah. And then you said this syringe that you have is on your website?
No, the syringe comes with the machine. You were sent a syringe to fill the machine with water?
Yeah. Oh, the same syringe.
The same syringe, yes.
Oh, okay. Is that going to be able to reach all the way down if I'm?
No, that's why you put that little piece of hose on. So what you do is included in your kit, there should have been a little six inch piece of hose. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So that's what it's there for. Cause what I was doing was I was dumping it like the manual were saying, I didn't do that. So basically once, this might be a silly question, but once I pulling out, you know, the lye and I get to the point where now I'm looking at, you know, sludge and the lye, it's like, okay, now we're getting towards the bottom here kind of thing.
Yep.
Correct. Okay.
And when you're down near the bottom, then you'll just dump that sludge down the sink. It'll just wash down the sink. It'll be fine.
And it's not going to affect, for those listening, it's not going to affect what's in. Yeah. It's not going to be.
Nope, it's all good.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I just want to make sure because I know as people have reached out and they've had, you know, a couple people from the show, our last show, and just through promotion and things like that, have bought, purchased the AquaCure. So they've had some questions similar to mine. So I'm like, that's a great question. I just want to clarify on my end as well. I guess just to kind of leave it, you know, one of the big things that I think, you know, people have asked is because times are hard, you know, they have the promo code. And I know I'm softballing it here, but, and we've already discussed a lot of this, but because it is still an expense, you know, where do you see it's worth the value? And I know this is touched with some, I'm asking the guy who created it, but, you know, I know you're a genuine guy. I know you're honest. I know we've discussed a lot of this, but, you know, that's one of the things that truly has been like, man, I want to do this, but it is still expensive even with this promo code. And I've given my reasons for it. And that's obviously gotten people in the mindset, yes. But maybe just to finish on, like, why truly is it worth not just the cost, but the time, the maintenance from your point of view? And I know we've already kind of discussed some of this, but.
Well, I've told people in the past that even if somebody offered me $1 million to not inhale Brown's gas anymore for the rest of my life, I would absolutely refuse it. And that's not even because I have my own business doing this. If I didn't have my own business, I say if I lost everything, the very first thing I'd be trying to get back after putting clothes on my back would be my Brown's gas inhalation, because the health is worth more than anything. With health, I can get everything. But if I'm not healthy, and I have been not healthy, so I understand what it's like to not be able to work or not be able to live. So the first thing I'm trying to get back is the nutritional value of the machine. Now you can, there are alternatives out there that are less expensive, like the hydrogen machines, for example, quite a few of them. And there's even some Brown's gas machines that are less expensive. And a couple of them are good guys that are just trying to provide a very inexpensive machine that'll give you the Brown's gas without all the extra bells and whistles of the AquaCure. And that is fine as well. I have to go for what I think is the best because I have these other protocols in mind. I've been working with Brown's gas since 1986, however many years, approaching four decades at this time.
Yeah.
I know how to make the machines the best that they can be based on what I know so far, which has cost me millions of dollars of research and hundreds of thousands of man hours of time to know all that I know how to build a machine. And these guys, they build the less expensive machines based on technology that I have developed, interestingly enough, both of them out there that I'm thinking of right now, which is Hydrogen for Health and Ed Wunder's Hydrogeni machine. So those are two that I would recommend if people want a less expensive machine that doesn't have all the bells and whistles. And there's ways that you can build your own Brown's gas machine if you get my Brown's gas books one and two, just from parts that you can kind of gather around. So for a lot less money, you can still get the Brown's gas. And that's what I would do if I didn't have it. Now, when you look at the actual costs, when you calculate how much less you spend on medical costs, like when I think of how much less Kleenex that I've bought, how much less of the cold medications that mitigate symptoms of when I've been sick, that alone has been less than the cost of the AquaCure, all the different medical treatments. And how do you measure health, a value of health? Like when you see somebody, like I had a person walk in, it was like a zombie, literally. In I had a table at an event, and this guy led his father up, and his father was just kind of shuffling along, and they both sat down, and we put the cannulas on his father while we were talking, and you could see him brightening up. And within 15 minutes, this man that just essentially had a blank stare and was just existing was the funniest, most interactive fellow. Like he was amazing, and he just came to life. His brain turned back on while he was inhaling this gas. They bought a machine, and I'm sure that they did very much better. And I've had people call me on the phone crying when they told me about things that they were so grateful when they told me about things that had been changed in their life. So the health reasons are good. Now, you, like I say, there are less expensive options, but when it comes down to it, I've kept the Brown's Gas AquaCure at about $2,500 all this time, even though I am under extreme pressure to raise the price. The cost of materials, of labor, of supply chains has all gone doubled since I started it. Right. And I'm doing the best I can to keep the price at $2,500. It's possible that I'm gonna have to raise the price in the next few months. But for right now, it's $2,500, and it's offering a better value than machines that are out there that they're selling for $7,500. Like there's a machine in Australia, Hydrogen Technologies, that does Brown's gas, and they make a nice machine. It's high quality, but it still doesn't have the features and functionality of the AquaCure, and they're selling that for $7,500. There's Brown's gas machines that are made in China that are medically certified that they're selling for $9,000. And really, the only difference is mine's not medically certified. Right. So, and it actually has some functionality that even those $9,000 machines don't have. So I'm doing my best to keep the price down. Part of the way I do that is I buy a lot of parts from China because I can get them at even, they ship them halfway around the world, and I'm still getting them at half the cost that I would be getting if I bought American made. And I feel really bad about that, to tell you the truth, because I do want to buy American made, but I'm trying to keep the price down
right.
to something that people can afford. And it's the only way that I can do it.
Right.
So that's why, as far as price goes, I'm doing the very best I can to provide the gold standard, the highest quality and most practical product on the market. And when I say quality, I mean the Brown's gas quality. I don't necessarily mean like Hydrogen Technologies. They have a high price machine because they build everything out of stainless steel, and they make a beautiful machine. Like you look at on the website, they have a beautiful web page and such. Right. I'm working at getting the most practical, high quality, therapeutically quality machine at the lowest price that I can, and keep all the wheels on the bus.
Absolutely. So, well, let me, if I may, before we sign off, I want to add something to that. Being that I've talked to you now twice, we've emailed a handful of times now, listening obviously to you on other shows, looking into some of these other ones, not all of them, but looking into what all these provide. I'll add one more thing. You don't have to take the time to not only provide a service, obviously there's income, so there's a reason there to some degree, but you don't have to take the time to then teach people how to make them yourself. Through our last conversation, you did it with your cars and the emissions and the different things, devices you built there. You've created a book, you've created a platform, a space where people can do it themselves. And this is something that, in my opinion, you know, I will say this firsthand, you don't have to do things to teach people something that's going to essentially, for those who think it's a, you know, scam or someone's just doing it for money, you don't have to teach somebody how to take your product if it's not, in my opinion, coming from a good-hearted place in something that you truly are passionate about. And I say that because as a, from my training standpoint, it's going, if I have information or knowledge this will help people. I'm in the mindset all the time of going, I want you to have this knowledge so you don't need me. Like, you can take it and truly be a better, feel better. But it's whether or not you're willing to take that knowledge or you're willing to take that. So is it investing some, you know, of your fiat currency with me to gain that knowledge? Then you could take on your own. Then please do that. I mean, obviously I would love that. I would, you know, I need to make a living as well, but it's also a matter of going, I want you to know that at least maybe it's coming from a little bit ego on my end, but like, is there knowledge on my end that I can provide for you to facilitate your health and your well-being? And that's how I see the world. So for me, when I've come across you listening to that, going, wait a minute, why is somebody who has a device or has this stuff where he can make a killing on or a fortune on, why is he willing to share this information with so many people? And it's going, okay, well, maybe are people going to actually take that and do it themselves? Maybe, maybe not. But again, that goes back to the ownership of the person. But anyone who's willing to put that out there and not just being like, you know, you need me, but going, let me just help you along the way. And here's why this is important. There's something different about that. And I think all of us intuitively, instinctually know that that is something that is, I don't want to say rare, but it's at least in the like business world is a rare thing. Someone's going, let me give you the tools to just do it yourself. Here's how. Or even the maintenance, being like, yeah, you can go and buy something cheaper. You're going to get a product, but it's not going to last as long. But it's also just like, and I know this, maybe I'm getting all over the place, but it's almost like cooking. If you just buy a meal, yeah, it tastes great, but it doesn't last as long. But when you make that meal and you have to maintain the well-being of that meal, you have to be present with that meal, it's a whole different experience, just like farming, just like gardening. When you're in that, it's a completely different experience than when you're just buying it. And is, yes, you're buying a machine, but if you're part of like the maintenance of it, the well-being of it, even if you're not a technical person or a hands-on person, you have such a different appreciation for it. And someone who's going to then say, here's how you can do it. That for me is a huge component of it. So I see the value in that cost. Now I'm going to be very upfront for those. I was willing to pay for mine. I sent you the money for mine and you returned it. So I want to say I'm very kind and very fortunate and appreciative that you've done that for me. But just so you know, for those listening, I was very quick to say I have no problem making the payment for this because I see the value in that. And I see that's, you know, all the things that we talked about. So I just want to make that clear. So people are like, well, would you get yours for free? Like I was very quick to pay, and you can attest that we had that exchange.
The thing is, you did pay for it. You didn't pay for it with fiat dollars. You paid for it by presenting this life, this platform, allowing me to be on the platform. And that's one small way that I could just express my appreciation for it. And there's people out there that many people out there that have paid for their machines with their affiliate commissions. Mm-hmm. So even though they paid for the machines up front, they've made way more money in the affiliate commissions than you did pay for it. You absolutely did pay for it, just not with fiat. And as an old farmer, I'm used to barter. Things don't have to be fiat. Right. I take crypto. Somebody wants to do crypto, I'm on board with that. I am an old farmer. We didn't even have radio when I grew up back in the back in the outback. And now I have these computer systems and all of this thing. And I do think that crypto is definitely part of our future, because as an inventor, I see that when it's time to railroad, you railroad. As the pieces of technology come together, they build on each other. Mm-hmm. So you absolutely did pay. There's no question on that. And just as a little bit more of why I do this, I don't need more than I have. I don't need to be a billionaire like and approaching trillionaire status, like some of the people like Elon Musk and Bill Gates and stuff, I don't need that. In fact, I've discovered that it tends to own you when you have that much capital, let's say, or stuff. Yeah. Then you spend a lot of time. I want to live my life. I want to enjoy my life. I feel that I've been given this task to do, to bring this out into the world, to bring it from the ethers, if you will, and present it to the world that they can accept it. And I do feel that there should be one of these in every home. And I can't do that. I just flat out, and I don't want to either. So what I can do is I can train people. And then some of them, they build a couple. Some of them may build 10 a day. And some of them may build 2 a week. Even if you build a couple a month, you're still going to make enough to pay your bills. And that's at the price that it is right now. The price may have to rise due to inflation and all the other kind of things. But as things go right now.
Yeah, that's out of your control. This is the thing that's moving with the ebbs and flow of life. You know, everyone who's seen thinks like, oh, well, it's going up. It's like, well, look at every other place too. Like, and I'm just making that point. But
right, that's right. So as we develop this situation where I train a bunch of other people, and I've done this sort of thing, like you said, with the fuel savers in the past and been highly successful at it. Lots of people made 500-600 figure incomes. Nobody's made a 7-figure yet, but there's guys that could have come close. So these are the kind of things that this training system can do, but it also then provides a platform that I call franchise-like. Okay, it's not an actual franchise. Everybody's their own independent business, but we share information. The people that are out there actually doing it with this mindset of cooperation are sharing information. And as we cooperate, the entire thing rises and it develops a life of its own. So this is the kind of thing that not one person does, a whole group of people do, and it happens all around the world. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. And as I said in the first one, and I'll say in this one, you know, it's quite exciting to be in this time where you get people going above and beyond to do, in my opinion, in my belief, the right thing in helping others. And I agree. I really think this should be in every home, even if it's one of those situations where it's not, everyone's having, you know, the most outstanding results, at least hopefully to some it's part of that facilitating their own internal of like, I can be better. There is, I don't want to say hope. There is a reality that not hope where it's like, oh, it could be. No, there truly is. And maybe this isn't the solution, but maybe just the idea of knowing that there is science behind this, there's a technology that's out there, people can go, there's a chance. What I do next determines that outcome. And maybe it is getting an AquaCure, maybe it is getting one of these other machines, maybe it's not getting that, but it's just that glimmer of like, there is possibility. Because a lot of us, and in this time, a lot of people that at least I didn't even know, go, it's all going to shit. Everything is falling apart. I'm falling apart. You hear it all the time with like, oh, I'm just collapsing. My body's just giving, crapping out on me. And that's not the case. It doesn't have to be that. So I'm very fortunate and very grateful that you're providing something that I already know for myself and many others has created, has been astronomically helpful and appreciated and supported and stuff like that. So on that, is there anything else you want to finish on? All of your stuff is in the show notes.
Really quickly, I will say, as far as hope goes, a really great inventor called Buckminster Fuller had a saying. He said, you don't ever change reality by fighting it. What you do is you make an entirely new paradigm, a new reality, and people will go over to it. And back in the early days of the internet, we saw that a lot. Like Facebook and Twitter ended up winning the war of the all the different platforms that were doing those sort of things. And there are now other platforms like Gab, for example, where people are going because of the insanity that is going on. So my point is, what we're trying to do, myself and people that are being associated with me, is make a new paradigm. A new reality that is more healthful, more, instead of being centralized and controlled, decentralized and human. Everybody can do what's best for them. And lo and behold, it turns out to be what's best for everyone.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's spot on is, you know, instead of fighting a system and complaining and crying, it's going, okay, create your own. Now's the time, you know. So I completely agree with that. And I think, it all starts with within, it starts with each individual person. And I'm just very thankful and grateful that you came on again and your time. And I'm really hoping that, you know, as I said, that the show notes, everything will be there for those interested. I really hope people will take advantage of that. As you said, if it does get a little bit more expensive, get it while you can before those things do happen. Again, a lot of out of your control. But all that being said, I'm so grateful for your time, man, and all that you're doing. I really appreciate it, George.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all who tuned in. I hope you enjoyed. And if you have any more questions, obviously you can reach out to me. But as I said, you can reach out to George directly. He does respond as quick as he possibly can, being that he's busy, but he does like to answer these questions. He wants to ease everyone's mind knowing that, hey, I give you everything that I have based off your question. So please don't hesitate as well. Is that cool if I have people reach out to you?
Absolutely. That's what I say. Go for it.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. George, thank you again. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye, guys.